Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory.
The Catholic Church and Suicide, today on Made for Glory. Thanks so much for watching Made for Glory, and as we talk about this very important and difficult issue of suicide, and I just want to say a word of gratitude to all those who support us, everyone who likes and shares and subscribes to these videos. If you haven't done that yet, please do so, but also those who join us and support us monetarily through Patreon, patreon.com. We're so grateful for your support, and it allows us to produce these videos and to reach many more people. So there's nothing more painful that somebody can go through than the loss of a loved one through suicide. And something that people struggle with a lot is if someone has chosen suicide, on the face of it, that this is the last act that they've done, and this is an act that is destructive and that hurts them and hurts their relationship with so many other people. And so the popular understanding oftentimes throughout the history of the church was that those people can't go to heaven. And so the question comes up, is my son or daughter, is my brother, my wife, my niece, my nephew that committed suicide, are they damned to hell because of that? And I think it's always important for us to recognize what the church actually teaches about this is first and foremost is the mercy of God. The mercy of God is greater than any reality, is greater than anything that we can possibly imagine. And so to recognize that all of our statements about this have to do with the mercy of God. So taking seriously the pain that is inflicted because of suicide, but also taking seriously the fact that in order for someone to commit a mortal sin, a sin that leads to death, that leads to hell, there's a couple aspects that have to be in place. It has to be serious nature, and obviously suicide is serious nature. They have to know its serious nature, and they have to freely choose it. They have to freely choose that reality. I think that's one of the areas where there's hope for us, because so often those people are not entirely free. There's so many areas of addiction. There's so many areas of mental illness that are usually tied into this. So to recognize that fact that for someone to be truly free, that's the only way that they can truly completely choose something, a sin that makes it mortal. And so within that too, that's a good invitation for us to say, how do we help those who are suffering? How do we reach out to people? How, when we are suffering, are we reaching out for help? Because one of the realities of suicide as that work of the enemy, and it really is the work of the devil who hates us, is to convince us that we're alone and that our problems, our struggles, our darkness is hopeless, that there is no hope. And the message of the gospel is always that you are not alone, and that this darkness, this suffering that you're going through, that this does not have to have the last word on your life, that God loves you so much that he died for you. He was raised from the dead so that you can have life here and also for eternity in heaven. And so placing our faith and hope and trust in God and learning to encounter God as our Savior, but also as the one who teaches us how to live and also brings us into a relationship of love with other people. That's really the key to this. When we're talking about a difficult issue like suicide, what we always put our trust in is we don't know. We don't know people's eternal destiny, but we always put our trust in God's mercy. And that's always our source of hope, not in how good we are, but in how good and loving God is. So today, why don't we pray for those who have lost loved ones because of suicide, pray for those who are in a place of depression or darkness or sadness this day, so they can know that they are loved and that they are not alone, and pray for ourselves too, that we can experience the love of God and be that source of love for others.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.